Tell me about your background.
I was born on the 2nd of June 1956. It was in a nursing home. I was about 30 miles from our home, and my mother had a very long labour. It was 60 hours. And by the time I was born, my head was quite misshapen. It was drawn out, and it looked like a policeman's helmet, which it did make me a very unattractive baby to start with, but it did calm down. And then later on, when I was 9 months old, I did have whooping cough and pneumonia very badly, and nearly died with that, and spent time in an oxygen tent in hospital. And I grew up in a very small village in the middle of Norfolk called Faldon. And I went to primary school there, which was quite a happy time. And it was a very small school. There were 19 children in two classes. And while I was there, I sat my 11 plus and fortunately passed that and went on to the grammar school in Thetford, which I stayed there for nearly 3 years. And then my family moved to Oxfordshire, as my father was a gamekeeper. And we moved away from most of my family, which at that time was a very, very sad time, because I previously spent a lot of time with my grandmother, who I absolutely adored. It was my mother also worked. She worked on a farm where they grew lots of crops and things on the fens. And so I would go to my grand's at lunchtime from school and after school, and it was really wonderful. But coming here, it did take me a while to settle, and I wasn't able to go to a grammar school. I went to the local comprehensive school, which had more children in my year than in my grammar school. And also, I was at school with boys.